Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise God. Beloved, this is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. And for those of you who are regular listeners, I use that little slogan that Brother used for years. You don't have any problems. And if you have any problems today, before we go any further, let's just take those problems, those burdens to the Lord. We're to cast all of our care upon Him because why? Jesus cares for you. He knows exactly what you're going through. So, Father, I thank You that every care, every burden, that we can cast our cares upon You. Whatever problems Your people are facing right now, by faith, Lord, we don't need to outline them in great detail. By faith, Father, we just lift those problems. We lift those burdens, and we thank You, Father, that You are a miracle-working God. You have not changed. You parted the Red Sea. You did untold miracles, not only in the Old Covenant, but throughout the New Testament. The signs of the Lord and the wonders of the Lord and the miracles of the Lord followed the preaching of the Word. So, Father, we thank You that even as we gather together around the table of the Lord, Your Word that You spread as a banquet feast for us, that as we partake, Lord, every care, every problem, Lord, we release them by faith, and the miracles of God are called forth into manifestation, healings and deliverance from oppression and deliverance from bondages and addictions. Father, we thank You, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, yesterday I began a message. I didn't get very far. Called Living Bones. And for those of you who know your Bible, you have a strong suspicion of where I'm headed, and that it is found, this wonderful vision that Ezekiel had in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. And we're looking at just 14 verses. We're going to be going through them. But I didn't get very far yesterday. I got what? Did I get to the 10th verse? I might have. But anyway, let me just kind of recap without reading. He had a vision, this prophet, and the Lord takes him into this valley, and there's a bunch of dry bones. And he says, he asks a very significant question. He says, can these bones live? And as I said, I was amused that Ezekiel answers, O Lord God, Thou knowest. Because we might say, if we were honest, it's like, nah, I don't think so. They have been dead a long time. And you know what? If you had a corpse, if you had just a whole body there, you know, with they might be dead, but there's flesh and there's bones, the whole person's intact. You might say, well, yeah, the Spirit of the Lord, you can raise him up. Jesus dead. The disciples dead. They spoke life and the dead were raised. And the prophets of old. But just bones, that makes it a little difficult. But he was wise, and he said, oh, Lord, Thou knowest. And we have to be in such a place, beloved, we can begin to believe for the supernatural, the manifestation of the power of God. I don't know about you. I mean, you may have been, you know, I'm a wild-eyed Pentecostal who knows how to behave herself, okay? And I believe every word of God. I believe that God has not changed. There are those whole denominations that said, you know, what God did under the old covenant, even what He did in the new covenant with the early church. Well, now the original disciples are gone. We have the Word of God. We don't need that anymore. Beloved, if we ever needed the signs and power of God, we need it today, if not more than they needed it in the early church. For a time, they prospered, but you know, it didn't take long. In fact, it took persecution for them to finally obey the words of Jesus, is to get out of Jerusalem, go to the nations, go to Samaria, go to Antioch. And that's where the gospel began to spread. But beloved, we have been called with a holy calling, and God has a particular position for every one of us in the body of Christ. There's no member that is more important or significant than another, just your natural body. If you had to say, okay, what's more important in your body? Your heart more important? Well, you know, if it's not beating, then that is significant. But take out the liver. Oh, you got real problems there. If the kidneys don't function in the natural, medically, you become a dialysis patient. No. And if you don't have any functioning bones, well, you could hardly get around, right? We need, every part is needed in the body. That's why Paul, that wonderful apostle, so brilliantly anointed by God to bring forth spiritual, deep spiritual, profound truths, the mysteries that have been hid for the ages, revealed to us that Jesus alone is the head. And I declare, I've said it before, beloved, if we really allowed Jesus to be the head, there would be unity and perfect functioning in the body of Christ. Why? Because he is the head. If we, I said, I'm kind of simple-minded. If we have the mind of Christ, Jesus is not, how many times have I said this? He's not double-minded. He's not schizophrenic. He has the mind of God. And so we are to have the mind of Christ. So if we really are, will follow the examples, the words, the exhortation, the admonition of the Word of God, if we are willing to subdue our flesh nature, we got to be willing. God's not going to twist our arm. He's not going to force us. He is waiting for our willing surrender and submission. But if we're willing to do that, he will give the enabling. He will give the strength. He will give the vision and the purpose, the things we can't manufacture. All we have to do, because he knows we're such weak little things. That's not how we were created. We're going to be restored to that authority, and we have received that authority through Jesus. He said it's finished. Nothing can be added to that new covenant. That covenant of blessing, the covenant of healing, the covenant of deliverance. My goodness. Well, you know what? If I don't take another, we need to get back to Ezekiel. And all right, here we are, chapter 37. And so there was this valley of dry bones. And so he prophesied as the Lord said. There was a noise, a coming together, and flesh came upon them. And then in verse 9, he said, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these, saying that they may live. In other words, they looked like normal human beings. They were just dead. They needed life. And he had to prophesy to the wind and breathe upon them, that the wind could breathe upon them, that they could come alive. So he did that. He obeyed. Again, taking his instructions from the head, the mind of the Lord. And then in verse 11, this is what I didn't read yesterday. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, now he's saying, this is what he heard them say, our bones are dried, our hope is lost, and we are cut off for our parts. Just like that natural vision that he had, I mean, it was a supernatural vision, but his eyes beheld nothing but bones. I mean, talk about a hopeless situation. That's how they felt. And in verse 12, he says, therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land, and then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. So, first of all, let us be clear, Ezekiel is speaking to natural Israel, and this is a literal word to that nation that is, has been, and is being, and will be totally fulfilled. Can a nation be born in a day? We saw it. Some of you are, as my, in my own situation, I was alive when that happened, 1948. Can a nation be born in a day? Yep. Yeah, Israel became. It was declared a nation after what? Almost 2,000 years. God fulfills His word. And as Gentile believers, there's nothing more wonderful to see the God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to fulfill the promises that were made millennium ago to Abraham. And Abraham, he has one seed, and that one seed is not just to natural Israel, because Paul said not all Jews are Jews, but those who have their heart circumcised. And that includes Jews and Gentiles. And I declare to you, O Gentiles, we're not going to become Jews. Nope. In fact, the Jews, well, what happens, I think, when we're saved, if I understand the word of God, there's neither Jew nor Greek, Jew nor Gentile, but a new creation, a new man. There's no bond nor free. There's no male or female. We are one in Christ Jesus. This is a new creation, the creation of God. A people who were not a people are now become the people of God. Praise God to the honor and to the glory of His everlasting name. And so, while this literally speaks to natural Israel, we can rejoice, yet I declare to you, we've been grafted in as Gentiles, and the church of the living God, composed of Jew and Gentile together, composing the body of Christ, we shall experience the very things that the Lord is saying. And so, having shared this passage of scripture, what we are going to be doing in succeeding broadcasts, we're going to look and go back to the beginning and look upon through in each verse what God is saying. We're going to look to highlight, if you will, just the various things that were occurring. And there's seven important lessons that we need to learn through this passage of scripture. And I look forward to sharing those with you. And it applies to us today, where the church is at today. And there, yes, beloved, there's hope. I know the world has gone crazy. It's a very grievous thing. And my heart is grieved. And I trust many of you, you're praying for this nation, praying for the nations of the world, because there has been nothing but chaos. And as I say, I make these broadcasts, I'm about a month in advance, but I'm telling you, it's a serious thing that's going on in our nation. But prayer changes things. God has not changed. And I hang on to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Let us pray that way. I know the scriptures are going to be fulfilled. The complete time, the book of Revelation will totally unfold, but God is going to have His way and He's in control. I invite you to write. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,